sides of the tree. Never go back. That was part of the logic. Always press on, step by logical step. So he'd removed about 6 feet from the middle of the tree's trunk, thus allowing the swing to, well, swing. The tree hadn't died. It was still quite healthy. However, the lack of a major section of trunk had presented a fresh problem. This had been overcome by the addition of 2 large props under the branches, a little further out from the ropes of the swing, keeping the whole top of the tree at about the right height off the ground. She remembered how she'd laughed even then, and he'd stood there quite unable to see what was wrong. And then she saw it all laid out. That was how death worked. He never understood exactly what he was doing. He'd do something, and it would turn out wrong. Her mother. Suddenly he had a grown woman on his hands and didn't know what to do next. So he did something else to make it right, which made it more wrong. Her father, death's apprentice. And when that went wrong, and its potential wrongness was built right into it, he did something else to make it right. He turned over the hourglass. After that, it was all a matter of maths. And the duty.
Hello! Hells, Glod, tell me where we are. Hello, Stolat! Yay!
It was an even bigger audience. There'd been more time for the posters to be up, more time for the word of mouth from Ankh-Morpork. And the band realised a solid core of people had followed them from Pseudopolis. In the brief break between numbers, just before the bit where people started leaping around on the furniture, Cliff leaned over to Glod.
You see that troll in the front row? He said. The one Ashfelt's jumping on the fingers of?
The one that looks like a spoil heap.
She was in Pseudopolis, said Cliff, beaming. She keeps looking at me.
Go for it, lad, said Glod, emptying the spit from his horn. In like flint, eh?
You think she's one of them gropies Ashfelt told us about?
Could be.
Other news had travelled fast, too. Dawn saw another redecorated hotel room, a royal proclamation from Queen Kay Lee that the band was to be out of the city in 1 hour on pain of pain, and one more rapid exit. Buddy lay in the cart as it bumped over the cobbles towards Quirm. She hadn't been there. He'd scanned the audience on both nights, and she hadn't been there. He'd even got up in the middle of the night and walked through the empty streets in case she was looking for him. Now he wondered if she existed. If it came to that, he was only half certain that he existed, except for the times when he was on stage. He half listened to the conversation from the others.
Ashfelt?
Yes, Mr. Glod?
Clifford B. can't help noticing something.
Yes, Mr. Glod?
You've been carrying a heavy leather bag around, Ashfelt.
Yes, Mr. Glod.
It was a bit heavier this morning, I think.
Yes, Mr. Glod.
It's got the money in it, yes?
Yes, Mr. Glod.
How much?
Mr. Dibbler said I wasn't to worry you with money stuff, said Ashfelt.
We don't mind, said Cliff.
That's right, said Glod. We want to worry.
Ashfelt licked his lips. There was something deliberate in Cliff's manner.
About $2,000, Mr. Glod.
The cart bounced on for a while. The landscape had changed a little. There were hills and the farms were smaller.
$2,000, said Glod. $2,000. $2,000.
$2,000. Why do you keep saying $2,000, said Cliff?
I've never had a chance to say $2,000.
Just don't say it so loud.
$2,000!
Shh, said Ashfelt desperately as Glod's shout echoed off the hills.
This is bandit country.
Glod eyed the satchel.
You're telling me, he said. I don't mean Mr. Dibbler.
We're on the road between Stolat and Quirm, said Glod patiently. This isn't the Ramtops Road, this is civilization. They don't rob you on the road in civilization.
He glanced darkly at the satchel again.
They wait until you've got into the cities. That's why it's called civilization. Can you tell me the last time anyone was ever robbed on this road?
Friday, I believe, said a voice from the rocks. Oh, bugger.
The horses reared up and then galloped forward. Ashfelt's crack of the whip had been an almost instinctive reaction. They didn't slow down until they were several miles further along the road.
Just shut up about the money, all right?
Hissed Ashfelt.
I'm a professional musician, said Glod. Of course I think